B-Pod Studios.
One. It's a Rap Party Podcast!
Hang on, Lorraine, I almost got the name.
What?
It's Z-Tony.
What?
There you go.
Oh. How'd you find that place?
It is a Mediterranean grill right over there next to the Red Robin that we ate food at and hated it.
Oh, that's the other way on Johnston Road.
Yeah. So I said go over the bridge.
That is north. We're talking about where Roy's eating lunch today.
We have a friend of ours named Kim, and she loves this Greek place.
I'll have to try it.
So, yeah, it's pretty good. It's
really close to my house.
Very close. You just go over the bridge. It's on the right. It's really good Greek food. I'm a fan. I like the fries. So,
are they garlic lemon fries?
Yeah, I'm sure they have that. It's like a fast casual Greek place.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how the South End place is here. The, what do they call that place?
Are you talking about?
The one that we go to? Greek, crafted Greek?
Ilios.
Ilios, thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. So it seems like you guys are really enjoying our conversation. It's off to a great start here on the Rap Party Podcast. Manny not near a microphone, which is unlike him because I've never known a time in my life that he shuts up.
Me neither. And so, I want to talk to him about his crazy weekend because he's doing Men in Bras this weekend, but he also has to be at his son's soccer game.
We'll wait.
Nicole's in my seat because her computer's broken down.
Nicole will move if you do work. Look,
take
she's
time.
Already up.
Take time. Nobody, by the way, it's Friday. Nobody wants to record the rap. Just so you know.
Yo, it is hot by that window. Just so you know.
Yeah, just so you know.
So what happens this weekend now?
So today I'm going to the South Park Mall. I got to get a pink shirt to wear for my event tomorrow night.
I thought you were wearing a bra.
Well, not the whole night. I mean, like, I wear the bra on the runway, but then I'm going to hang out and, like, it's a gala afterwards.
Oh, I think it's more fun to have you shirtless with a bra on.
The whole night?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I wore a shirt with the bra on top of it. My shirt said Kiss 95.1. I was like a walking billboard.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just going to go big belly, big bra down the runway. This is called Men in Bras, and it's to raise awareness for breast cancer. It's for Carolina's Breast Friends. And, Roy, you did this a couple of years ago, and it's just grown so much now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess it's a whole weekend. It's like a Be Amazing weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent out a message, and they were like, if anybody wants to get spray tanned before the event on Saturday.
Please get spray tanned. Please.
I was like, no, I go pale is cool.
No, before I did the runway.
Did you get a spray tan?
No, but they did put me in makeup and hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the guy fucked my hair up. And I didn't like what he did with the style. I liked the way my hair was.
Did you snap at him?
No, because everyone's volunteering. It's all for a good cause.
Yes.
And you can't yell at the guy who volunteered his tools and time to do your hair.
But I'm surprised that you didn't. You're pretty good at being like, no, I'm good.
It's a charity. You're trying to do what's good, right, you know, for cancer.
So I'm going to the mall today to do that. I ordered pink Jordans, so those are in, which is nice.
You ordered pink Jordans?
Mm-hmm, pink and black.
Okay, I need to see them because I'm looking for another pair of pink Jordans because I have pink Jordans,
mm-hmm.
but the back is like, they're so old, dude, and the back is like kind of falling off.
Okay.
But I can't find ones I like that are pink.
So I'm a 10.5. They only had 11.5, so I ordered the 11.5. I figure I'll just stuff a sock in the front.
But then what are you going to do? Take them back afterwards? Or are you never going to wear them again?
No, I'll never wear them again. I'll sign them and auction them off on Saturday night.
Oh. Oh.
For money.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my plan anyway. Because everybody's going to want to wear pink signed Manny Jordans.
Right.
Somebody's going to have that. There's only one in the city. So that's today. And then I got to go pick up my suit. Had to be altered. So I went and got a new suit. And, they're expensive.
Suits.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know you guys are going to think it's bad, but I had to have a dark suit for when my mom passes away. So I have a double suit for the weekend. And then
oh my God.
So I was going to buy like a blue
or
gray
how
one.
You thought ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've bought a suit in case your mom dies?
In case. My mom's dying.
Oh, wow.
She is. I don't know what to tell you, Roy. I mean, she's got cancer all over her body. You know this.
You are so matter of fact with this.
Because you have to be, you guys. It's going to happen to you one day, too. I know it's hard to believe because your mom is young and your mom's younger than her mom, Roy, but it happens. So I got a suit, so I got to go get that. Pick it up from the alteration place. I also went up a waist size, which I'm not happy about. I went from a 34 to a 35.
I was going to ask you what happened to, didn't you have a suit when you got married?
I was actually heavier when I got married, but no, that was a tux. I wore a tux.
Okay.
And that's gone. I rented it.
I hope that I if I'm getting married and I'm of this size, I hope it goes down. I hope the weight goes down.
So then tomorrow, I have a 4:30, of course, the 1:430 game. We looked at the schedule and we were like, cool, well, there's a 4:30 game. We'll go out to eat afterwards. It'll be a lot of fun. And we can't now because the weekend is, I have to be uptown by 7. Mm-hmm. 4:30 game in Waxhaw, Weddington.
How long do kids' soccer games
An
typically?
Hour. They're 2 25-minute halves.
Okay. See, I don't know yet because Cash is in soccer, but they just play like a little scrimmage at the end of practice.
Yeah, they're 2 25-minute halves, which really turns out to be an hour.
Okay.
So I got it. So Amanda's not going to the soccer game tomorrow.
She's
going to get ready. I'll come home, rip upstairs, shower.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think they said try and be there between 6:30 and 7. I fucking can't. Like, I'll be there. Like, I hate to say, I'm going to be there when I can be there.
They'll hold it for you.
Great.
They will.
I know. That's
because let's do the timeline. So if your game's done by 5:30, you'll get home. You'll be getting dressed around 6:15. 6:30
shower.
You got a shower, so you probably won't even leave your house till about 6:50.
Yeah,
and so you'll probably be in uptown around 7:40, 8 o'clock. When's the show start?
Maybe earlier than that. I think the show starts at. It's a good question. Let me see. I think the show starts at like 7:15, something like that.
No, the actual runway show. He's asking.
Yeah, I think that's. Like, I might miss the thing.
That'd be pretty cool if you just, like, didn't show up. You know you have to, like, get in a certain line and wait in line?
No, dude. I don't know anything about it. I honestly know nothing about
there's
the
a
weekend.
You have to get into a line formation.
And walk one by one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know,
let's see. Somebody said, where is it? Somebody asked, by the way, there's a whole DM text chain. A DM chain with all the people and the somebody left. I love that. It was like blah 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 left the chain. Somebody asked her what time we need to be there.
You should probably warn her that you're going to be there late so they're not freaking out.
Yeah, I told her.
Oh, you did? What did she say?
She didn't respond.
That's good.
So anyway, that's my weekend. And then Sunday I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What about you guys? You're going away, aren't you?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I'm going away.
I thought you were. That's why you couldn't come to support my event.
I was just trying to find any reason to not support.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, because
wait, you're really not going out of
you,
town?
Right? Weren't you here when I was like, I won't ask you because you're going out of town?
Yes.
And he goes, yeah, I am.
No, I have.
You shit.
No, everybody calm down. Quiet on set. It's Callie's big test day Saturday. People have already flown in last night.
At 7 o'clock at night?
I mean, we could be still wrapping up. Yeah, maybe like 6:37.
You might be there before me.
You need to go to support him, Roy.
What do you mean? I have a busy day with Callie.
No.
It's her big fight. It's a huge test.
Yeah, I get it. But then once she's done with her test, you can take her home. You don't have to take her out to eat and like for a puppuccino.
Well, do you think the test is 30 minutes? It's the big one.
What time does it start?
Well, we have to meet at 3.
8 a.m.
No.
Yeah.
No,
3.
No, we have to meet
3
at 3
Pacific.
p.m.
That
would be
at
6
like 12 o'clock.
No, so we have to meet at 3 p.m. at one place, and that's when they're wrapping up the therapy dog certifications, and then we have to go to multiple places for all these different tests. I just couldn't. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it.
You couldn't possibly.
I can't.
Loren was in, out.
I know.
You were
I'm
always
so
out.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I knew from the get-go. I'm going out. Now I'm missing work and I'm out of town the following weekend. Next weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
So I can't make it to support you, but I'm glad you're doing it for boobs. And
my bra is awesome.
It does look awesome. Yeah. I've seen it.
Can you take good pictures of your bra?
That's so condescending. At least I don't treat you that way.
I mean, what makes
Shut
you
up,
say
Roy.
That?
I mean, I'd be going to your event, but she like last minute bailed out. No. You knew for a long time that I wasn't going.
Yeah, your lies just changed, but I knew you weren't going.
Right. I just never corrected you.
And Amanda's like, why don't you ask Nicole? I go, no. Nicole's not dishing out $330 for two tickets.
$330? Is it an open bar?
I think there's a champagne toast and food, they say, that comes with it.
It's a gala afterwards, too.
It's a fundraiser.
Since you've been.
I know it's a fundraiser, but for $330 a ticket, it should be an open bar.
No. That's for a couple.
So like a little over 150?
Yeah, it's like 165.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone to charity dinners that are like that price. Dinners.
Yeah.
Dinners. This is for a charity, and there's dinner.
That's dinner.
There's
a dinner show.
And a champagne toast.
All right. It'd be so bad. Sorry.
And it's at the La Meridian. It's a nice hotel uptown.
Oh, okay. I've never been.
Then you could go upstairs to the rooftop bar afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Wearing my bra. Look at my titties.
Shake your titties.
So do you have a table?
I don't have a table because I don't have eight people. I only got another couple going with me. Eight people was a table.
So even if I did go, I wouldn't even be able to sit beside you?
No, they would make it. So
yeah, I'm sitting next to my other couple.
Yeah, I'm passing. Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah, don't go.
Yeah,
I don't want you there.
Well,
I really wanted to go.
I wouldn't even be able to make it.
Now, this is right up your alley, Lorraine. You had a gown that you could have worn.
I mean,
you
no one supported mine when I was in the walk. No one supported me.
You
I wanted to
Dallas.
Go then, too, and I was out of town.
Think of it this way. You love Dallas in a suit. Mm-hmm. Dallas could have gotten laid, and he chose the football game over getting laid.
Yeah. Well, it's not just a football game. Like, this is a pretty cool way to go to the football game.
Yeah, they got a bunch of VIP tickets because they're famous.
Right. But still, you know, Dallas played his cards right.
You'll still probably get laid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And maybe in the suite.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Lauren likes to have luxury sex. Just whenever she can live life a little extra, she likes to fuck her way through
it. Come to me in the luxury bathroom. Now, are you going to bug me?
I heard that's why they don't have
just
her.
Just all hammered.
Pearl.
Yeah.
That's why Cam Newton wouldn't invite her to the suite because she gets too frisky up there.
There's no alcohol in Cam suite either. Are you going to wear a dress in preparation for the banging?
Yeah, I am actually wearing a dress.
You're wearing a dress to the game?
Yeah, I already have my outfit picked out.
Yeah, oh but that's God. Easy. You can't wear pants and then get a knock a quickie out in the suite.
Are you really going to try to knock a quickie out in the suite?
No.
You are.
I cannot confirm.
She's not wearing any underwear. Are you going to wear underwear?
Yes, I'm going to wear underwear.
That's easy. That's
you can easily get around it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
you can
know.
Easily get around. Literally get around it.
Oh, you guys are going to bang one out. I love it. Do you have sex a lot in public?
No.
Five Church?
Nope. Where in Five Church would you have sex?
No.
The bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Alejandro's office? I don't know.
I found out, though, it's literally just us. Like, they gave it to just us.
Oh. Just you?
There's nobody else going to be in the suite. This is going to be a layup for me.
So it's literally just going to be, you're not inviting other people?
Well, they gave us 8 tickets, but.
Oh, but I mean, are you inviting, is it just going to be you and Dallas?
No. We'll have 8 people. Well, we'll have an extra 3 people with us.
Because that'd be awesome. If it was just you and him, you would be banging it out in the suite. All right, guys. So join us Monday. We'll find out if Loren knocked one out at Virginia
not
Tech.
I'm not going to tell you.
What? Why?
Because.
I don't think I've ever had sex in public, in like a public place, as kinky and crazy as I am.
I haven't because Sterling refuses. I've tried.
I mean, work, not this work, another work.
Oh,
but
Dallas is like down, like. If I walked out to South Boulevard and I was like, all right, babe, here, he'd be like, okay.
Well, you are going to be outside in your underwear in a couple weeks because you lost the high school football bet. That would be a bonus if we were like, hey, come watch Dallas and Loren knock one out in the art. It's art.
Mm-hmm.
No.
With a loser sign around him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure the sign fits both you and him.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sterling's not the public type. He likes to go to the bed and do it there.
Yeah.
Dallas isn't really a public type, but he's just down to have sex whenever.
Yeah. All right, listen, that's a wrap party, everybody. You have a great weekend. Bye.
Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.